This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kava tereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wemuvhuro nyamavhuvhu 8, 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Vachitaura pazuva remagamba nhasi, mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vati vanhu vanofanira kuratidzira murunyararo uye havasi kuzorega vanhu vachibvisa hurumende yavo pachigaro vachishandisa mhirizhonga. Zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvoratidzira kuBait Bridge Border Post zvichiti hazvisi kufara nekurambidzwa kupinda kwezvinhu zvinotengwa kunze kwenyika. Hurumende yoshorwa nekuda kudzivisa vanhu kuti vasashandise nharembozha dzavo, vachiti makambani anoita zvenharembozha awedzere mari dzemitero kuvanhu. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Nhasi nyika yabatana mukucherechedza pamwe nekurangarira magamba akafira kusunungura Zimbabwe muhondo yechimurenga. Semakore ose, mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vataura kumarinda emagamba kuNational Heroes Eka muHarare, uko vanonzi vayambira vanhu kuti vasaratidzira vachiita zvemhirizhonga asi kuratidzira murunyararo. VaMugabe vanonzi vashoropodzawo Pastor Ivan Mavarire nekutungamira kwavo kuratidzira pasi pehashtag This Flag, vachiti vari kurwisana nemutemo wekurambidzwa kwekupinzwa kwezvinhu munyika kubva kunze.
Zvingachipeongo zvinhu zvikavo zvoka zvichiuya muno munyika zvakachipa kudaro. Ko vedu vanga vachirima muno zvimwe zvinotengwa nemadhora votokanda pasi kamapatsa. Kuvabatsira ikoko zvino yakavanyaya hapana zvikanga zvapindirwawo ndonyaya yanga ichirambwa nemufundisi watinengera Bhaibhura navanonzi vamawarire amenu kwavakabva navo ndakangowanzwawo zvonzi ndivo vabva vauya vachishepukira nyaya idzi kuti vanhu avanganzarwa ngavaregerwe vachitenga zvavanodiwa ikoko. Zvino zvikadaro hapana nyika pasi pano isingazvidzivirire ino hapana nyika dzose pasi pano hadzibvume kuti zvinhu zvakachipa zvingouya munyika yazvo. Ndo yavanoti dumping iyoyo. Hatidi isusu dumping wo kuti itwe munomu.
Gurukota rinoona nezvekudzivirirwa kwemukati menyika vaSidney Sekeramai uye vakuru vemauto kusanganisa General Constantine Guvea Chiwenga vaita musangano nevatori venhau. General Chiwenga vadzokorora mashoko avakataura nebepa nhau reSunday Mail ekuti havasi kuzopeta maoko nyika ichikanganiswa nevanhu vavati vari kuda kuvhiringidza zvinhu munyika.
What men who have studied the entire constitution may not have realized is that the ZDF is the principal government institution, constitutionally mandated to protect all the elements mentioned under this section. In other words, the specific obligation of defending or safeguarding Zimbabwe and everything that she stands for, including her interests. You will therefore agree with me that the thinking in some quarters that the ZDF...
Mukuru wemauto General Constantine Chiwenga, vachitaura nevatori venhau muHarare. Vemapato anopikisa vanonziwo havana kuenda kumarinda uku. Tabata mutauriri weMDCT vavo Betty Gutu kuti tinzwawo pamire bato ravo pazuva ranhasi pamwe neyambiro yaitwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe.
Mashoko ava Mugabe mashoko atinoziva kuti vanogara vachitaura. Asi musharukwa ava kazhinji kacho zvavanotaura hazvisiri izvo zvavanoita kana zvavanoreva. Zvino kana vachitivo ndoda kuti vanhu vasaita mademonstration ane mhirizhonga. Ivo ndivo vanotuma mapurisa kuti varakashe vanhu, vanhu vachirohwa nembomba dzamapurisa, vachitsikwa misoro, vachikandirwa utsi hunokashidza hwetiegasi.
Tinonzwa kuti utungamiri hwesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association hauna kuenda kumarinda kumhemberero idzi. Munoona sei chiitiko ichocho?
Chiitiko ichi jonga chinongotaridza kuti vamugabe pachavo ndo vari kukonzera kuti association yevakarwira rusununguko ipazike, iite rumwe rumwe, iite mafufu.
Koimiwo sebato reMDCT mawanikwa here muchipindawo mhemberero idzi?
Isu tinopinda mhemberero idzi ndinofunga pane zvimwe zvatatonyorawo tichitsigira kuti zuva ranhasi izuva remagamba rinonzi iro muchirungu Heroes Day. Tingangova tisina kuenda hedu kuHeroes Acre nokumwe kwakadaro, nokuti unoti ukaenda ukoko unononyombiwa. Dzimwe nguva unototyityidzirwa zvokuti unotoona kutoti chero security yako, personal security, inenge yatova panguva yakaoma.
Vanga vari mutauriri weMDCT vavo Betty Gutu vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Tabatawo nhengo yeZANU PF uye vachiongorora zvematongerwo enyika vagadzira chirumhanzu kuti tinzwewo pfungwa dzavo pazuva iri.
Nhasi izuva rakakoshesesa murungano rwokubudirira kwavana veZimbabwe. Kanditaura kubudirira ndinoreva kuzvitonga, kana patingati kuwana masimba okuzvitonga. Kuzvitonga iku kwatava nako nhasi kwakabva mumagamba kana kuti mumaheroes pachirungu, avo vakazvipira. Saka zivana nhasi munhu woga woga anozvipi muZimbabwe unotorikoshesesa.
Tanzwawo kuti mutungamiri wenyika vataurawo pamusoro pemapato anopikisa kuti kana vachida kubvuta masimba ngavatore kuburikidza nesarudzo. Matambirawo sei mashoko akadai?
Aya mashoko agara ari anongorumbidziwa. Asika mukugarisana kwemhuri dzoga dzoga tinoona kuti mune nhire. Nhire dziya idzi ndodzozoda kuzokonzeresa munyika.
Vamugabe vabatawo nyaya yekuratidzira vachiti vanhu vanofanira kusaratidzira zvine mhirizhonga asi kuratidzira murunyararo. Zvinove zviri kunzi nevanoratidzira ivava ndo zvavagara vachiita kuratidzira murunyararo asi vachizovhiringidzwa kana kupinzwa mumhirizhonga nemapurisa. Munotiwo
chinoitika ndechekuti mukuda kuratidzira imomo tinoonawo kune vamwe vanenge vari very genuine, vari very upright, vachida kunyatsa kubudisa chinangwa chavo, asi mukati munozowana nyanya. Saka zvinhu zvakaita saizvezvi, of course, semukuru wenyika ka anongoramba achidi achirovera bembera kuti aiwa kana muchida kuratidzira zivisai mapurisa.
Nhengo yeZANU PF vagadzira chirumhanzu vari parunare kwachirumhanzu mudunhu reMidlands neStudio 7. Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abatawo mutauriri wesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia, avasina kuenda kumarinda Heroes Acre, akatanga nekuvabvunza kuti sei vasina kubatana nevamwe.
Zviya taisitaiyo tataura kuti hatiendi kuHeroes Acre kana nekuda kwezvikonzero zvokuti hatisi kuonekwa sevanhu vane chavakaita munyaya dzezvematengerwo enyika yenyu muno muZimbabwe munomu.
maoze trina anoonekwa sekuti zvinhu zvakanhongwa zvinogadziriswa upfumi hwenyika izvo zvisingadyi, izvo zvisingararami. Vanhu kwatakabva isusu kuti tizoita mao veteran vari kutambudzika zvokuti ukaona imba imwe neimwe inotoita chikafu chokukwangwara chokuti achi zviri kunetsa, upenyu hwakaoma muno. Saka isusu kuti titi tinoenda kuno kuzororo, tinoenda kumacelebrations kana macommemorations iwayo, vanhu vachitambura matamburiro akadai, kushaya mwoyo. Mbiri iri kupiwa kunani kana ikasapiwa kune vatinoti isusu pofu kana kuti ruzhinji rwevanhu.
Asika zviri kunzi vakaita semi marasika gwara remusangano, nekuti pamusangano hapana zvekuti munhu angati mukuru atsaudzira.
Chinonzi gwara remusangano hakusi kufunga zvinoda munhu anenge achitungamirira, asi kuti kufamba nenzira, kufamba kana kutedzera zvatakanga takatenderana serudzi, senyika, kuti izvi ndizvo zvatichaita, kwete zvinofunga munhu mumwe chete, asi zvinofungwa neruzhinji rwevanhu.
Mutauriri wesangano revakarwawo nderusununguko reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Maiya vari parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nezvekune dzimwe nyika zviri muSouth Africa zvinodarika zviuru zvishanu zvinonzi zvaungana pamugano weZimbabwe neSouth Africa weBeit Bridge, zvichiratidzira zvichida kuti hurumende ibvise mutemo wekurambidzwa kwekupinzwa kwezvinhu munyika weStatutory Instrument 64 of 2016 uyo wakadzikwa gore rino. VaDennis Juru, vanove mutungamiri werimwe remasangano apinda mukuratidzira uku reInternational Cross Border Traders Association, vanoti kunyangwe urongwa hwavo hwambovhiringidzwa nemapurisa pamwe nemauto enyika yeSouth Africa pavatanga kuungana panzvimbo yeChina Mall iri kumusina, wazobudirira sezvo vazokwanisa kuenda kumugano uko vazotaura nevanhu vanga vaunganako. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaJuru pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Vanhu vaungana panzvimbo inonzi China Mall mumesina senzvimbo yedu yekutangira tichitakurana kubva ipapo takananga kubhodha uko kwatava tichida kunoratidzira. Tasvika ipapo mapurisa nemasoja eSouth Africa vasvika vakadzingirira vanhu, saka vanhu vabva vaenda. Asi pakupedzisira mumaminitsi mashoma shoma achangodarika aya, tiri kubva kunotaura nevanhu, tazokwanisa kunge tichiunganidza vanhu tikanotaura navo tiri pabhodha, pamuromo pebhodha pakare ipapo vanhu vaungana. Kwazouya hako mapurisa akakwanisa kunge achitidzinga, asi vanhu vatinzwa zvatataura.
Mashoko amaa muchitaurira vanhu ndeyekuti vaJuru,
tatichizivisa vanhu kuti isi tinoda kuti mambuya edu auye azohodha, uye tiri kuda kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe ibvise mutemo wayakaisa weStatutory Instrument number 64 of 2016 unorambidza vanhu kuhodha zvinhu muSouth Africa vachizviendesa kuZimbabwe nekubva kune dzimwe nyika dzakasiyana siyana.
Pane vasungwa here muchiitiko ichochi?
Hongu, inini ndasungwa kwechinguvana ndobva vandisiya, asi vazonditi ndidzoke ndaane loya rangu sekuti ndati handikwanisi kutaura kana kupa statement ndisingazive kuti vari kundibata nemutemo wokuti chii, uye gweta ndiro badzi riringakwanise kuti ringe richinzwisisa kuti mutemo uyoyo ndinokwanisa kunge ndichisungwa ndapara mhosva here pamutemo wavanenge vachida kundisunga nawo. So takangomirira magweta, magweta akangosvika, isu tichabva tangonangawo kumapurisa ikoko tonozvipira. Asi vari kuramba vachifona kuti dai zvaikwanisika ndachisvika kuitira kuti tipedze nyaya yacho, saka takangomirira magweta.
Tinoona kuti kurudziro yenyu yanga iri yekuti vanhu varatidzire vari kumigano yose yakapoteredza Zimbabwe. Kune dzimwe nyika manzwa kuti zvafamba ose?
Tafara chaizvo kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo nyangwe zvazvo sezvakaita kuPlumtree hakuna vanhu vanga vachiratidzira, asi vanhu vazama nenzira iya vanokwanisa yese kuti vange vasingaende kumabhodha iwavo. So tiri kutarisira kuti kubvira muzuva ranhasi zvichienderera mberi, huwandu hwevanhu hucharamba huchiwedzera hwevanoratidzira uye huchidzikira hwevanofamba.
Avanga vari mutungamiri wesangano reInternational Cross Border Traders Association vaDennis Juru vari parunhare kumusina kuSouth Africa neStudio 7. Makambani enharembozha anoti achaziva svondo rino kuti chikonzero chei kambani yePost and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority kana kuti Potras yakavamisa kupota vachimboderedza mitengo yenharembozha nekumboita zvirongwa zvekuti vanhu vafonewo nemari iri pasi pane dzimwe nguva kana kuti mapromotions. Danho repotras iri rave kuunza mutauro vamwe achiti danho iri rinombonyikidza kodzero dzeveruzhinji. Mutoro wedu wenhautaura Ishava anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vanhu vakasiyana-siyana vakataura neStudio 7 vanoti havazi kufara nekusabuda pachena kweveboka repotras padanho ravakatora rekuti makambani enharembozha matatu ari munyika eEconet, Net1 neTelecel ambomira kuderedza mitengo kana kuti promotion muchirungu kwaange achiita. Vamwe vevanhu ava vakaudza Studio 7 kuti vanotyira kuti Potras yakatora danho iri senzira yekudzivirira veruzhinji kuti vasawane mukana wekutaura zvavanoda nenzira dzakachipa dzepaInternet. Mumwe mugari wemubulawayo muzvaretina yeshumba vanoti mafungiro avo ndeyekuti hurumende kuburikidza nePotras yakatora danho iri nekuti mapoka anorwira kodzero dzevanhu akawanda ange ari kushandisa nzira dzakachipa idzi kukurudzira veruzhinji kuti varatidze kutsutsumwa kwavo kuhurumende pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika.
Inini maonero angu ndikuona senge kuti iyo government yakationa kuti that's the only way yainogona kufight against cyber activism.
Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa kubva kuPotras panyaya iyi. Mumwe womugari uyo akangoda kuzvidoma nezita rekuti Michelle akaudza Studio 7 kuti danho rakatorwa nevePotras harifadze vakawanda asi anoona zvakakosha kuti boka iri riise mitemo inobatsira kuti nyika ichengetedzeke. Kunyange hazvo achibvuma kuti danho iri rinogona kuita kuti veruzhinji vadhurirwe nekushandisa nharembozha dzavo, muzvare Michelle anoti zvinonetsa kuti hurumende idzivirire vanhu kuti vataurirane pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika.
Aya mapromotions anga achitibatsira kuti munhu anogona kuenda kwamazuva achingoshandisa dhora rake rakanga adzusa kunyange vhiki yakapera.
Amai Koliwe Majama vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa muchikamu chebroadcasting neinformation technology musangano remedia Institute of Southern Africa kana kuti MISA. Amai Majama vanoti kunyange hazvo sangano ravo richiziva nekunzwisisa kuti ibasa revePotras kuti vaongorore mashandiro emakambani enharembozha, chiri kuvanetsa ndechekuti vePotras vakatora danho iri vasingape chikonzero. Amai Majama vanoti sangano remisa rakamboita musangano nePotras vanoti zvakakosha kuti boka iri ribudire vanhu pachena pamatanho arinenge ratora, vachitiwo chiri kuita kuti vanhu vashushikane pari zvino inyaya yekuti vechiuto vakabuda vachityisidzira veruzhinji pamusoro pekushandisa Internet.
Nyaya iri kutinetsa ndeyekuti takangoona pane maadvert akaiswa nevanhu vemamobile service providers ana Econet, Net1 nana Telecel. Iyo Potras haina kunyanyobudirira kunze kutaura kuti nemhosva yei vavhara mapromotion anga aripo angachiitwa nemamobile network operators.
Vabatla Tambo ndiwo mutevedzeri wemukuru wesangano reCenter for Public Engagement uye vanoongororawo mitemo yehurumende kunyanya ine chekuita nezveupfumi. Vatambo vakashorawo danho rePotras vachiti rinodzorera kumashure zveupfumi munyika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muBulawayo, ndini Taura Shava.
Tinokutambirai vaterere pachirongwa chedu Pindai Mudariro, chetinotaura nevechidiki. Ini ndivi Chioneso Jani. Nasi muchirongwa chedu tine hurukuru nawa Stanford Chabaya vachataura nesu nezviri kuitika kumusha pamusoro pema protest. Wakadi hako Stanford?
Tiripo makasimba here.
Awa, tiripo mkoma Stanford. Dimi mruku unakizwa kama muno mu America.
Muno muri nari tangatipo yoku mashundu matanatu apura. Pane chirongwa chinonzi Mandela Washington Fellowship. Chatangati chiita.
Chicha ungade kutaura pamusoro pe nezvikuitika kumba.
Takanzwa kuti pane vamwe vechidiki vari kunyunyuta nezviri kuitika kuti mabasa avo kunyanya vaya vanofamba vachibva kuZimbabwe vachinotora zvinhu kuna South Africa vachizodzoka kuzotengesa vachiti hazvichabvumidzwa. Vanhu vaedza kuona kuti mukana vanokwanisa kuwana kuti vakwanise kuzviriritira. Zvinhu zvekuti zvinovabata kuti vanenge vasina imwe nzira yekurarama nayo. Asi pane rimwe divi rekuti hurumende kuti idaro inenge yaona kuti vanofanira kusimudzira maindustries muZimbabwe kuti vanhu vakwanise kuwana futi mabasa ekuti vanhu vashande, kuti vanhu vanokwanisa kusapotawo zvinogadzirwa munyika medu.
Kuwepo kwemasoja nemapurisa kumabhodha zvinogona kuunza here runyararo?
Vanhu kuungana kwavari kuita ndofunga kukwedza kuda kubuda pachena kuti ndo zvatiri kufunga kana kuti tinokumbira kuti zvakati zviitwe kana kuti izvi ngazvisaitwe kana kuti zviri kutibata nenzira yakati. Saka kuwepo kwemapurisa maonero anzvinoita ndeyekuti vanofanira kuchengetedza runyararo nekugarisana zvakanaka kwevanhu. Kana vakazonge vakuonekwa vakurova vanhu vasina zvavaita, handione kunge chinhu chinokwanisa kuti vanhu vagare zvakanaka.
Aiwa, mazvita mukoma Stanford.
Maita zvenyu.
Ava vangwari mukoma Stanford Shabaya. Ini ndini Chioneso Jani muchirongwa chedu Pindai Mudariro.
Makateerera kune pfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7. Tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Vamwe vaimbi vekuSouth Sudan vaburitsa chimbo chinonzi Anataban chinokurudzira runyararo munyika iyi. Kambo aka kanoreva kuti ndaneta muchiAraba. Vaimbi ava vanozviti Anataban Movement uye vanoti kambo kavo kakanangana nekunyaradza vanhu vashaikirwa nehama muhondo iri munyika iyi. Kunetsana kwakatanga muna 2013 apo mutungamiri wenyika iyi vaSalva Kiir vakadzinga mutevedzeri wavo vaRiek Machar vachivapomera mhosva yekuda kupidigura hurumende yavo. Dzimwe ndege dzekambani yeDelta Airlines dzambomisa kufamba mushure mekunge kambani iyi yasangana nematambudziko emakombiyuta asiri kushanda zvakanaka. Delta iri kukurudzira vanhu kuti vatange vafona vasati vaenda kunhandare dzendege. Nyanzvi yezvirwere zvinotapuriranwa mubazi rezveutano Dr. Poshia Manangazira vanoti zvirwere zvemanyoka zviri kuramba zvichitekeshera muvana vadiki vari pasi pemakore mashanu munyika. Vanoti izvi zviri kukonzerwa nemvura isina kushambidzika iri kushandiswa nemhuri dzakawanda. Dr. Manangazira vanokurudzira veruzhinji kuti vafashaidze mvura yavo vasati vainwa. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yavaita naMavelous Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Dambudziko remanyoka muvana richiri kuenderera mberi nenyaya yekuti izvo hatisi kunyatsoona kuwedzeredzwa kana kuti uwandu hwemvura yakashambidzika kunyanyanyanya mumaguta. Nekudaro vana vadiki miri yavo inenge isina kunyatsodhivhelopa zviya zvokuti vanozvidzivirira kuzvirwere. Asi zvakadaro isu sebazi reutano nekurehoko kana kakurana taine makore maviri takupinda mune chitatu tichitobaya vana mumba yerotavirus. Saka iyoyo tiri kutiona kuti yaakutipa indication yekuti zvirwere zvemanyoka zviri kunotibererei. Saka tinoramba tichingokurudzira vanoshambidza mvura kuti varambe vachiona kuti mvura iyoyo yakatsarukana pakuchena kwayo, uye zvakare iri kuwanika nekuti tinochinyanya kuuraya vana kuti mumba kana musina mvura, kuti maoko azogezwawo, midziyo inyatsoshambidzwa, chikafu chevana ichocho chibatwa zvakanaka zvinenge zvava kuti netsei.
Vana ava nemakore mangani vari kunyanya kuwanikwa vachibatwa nezvirwere izvozvo zvemanyoka?
So kana takatarisa nguva ino yehasati anyatsobuda muwinta, rotavhairasi inonyanya kubata vana vatatu makore maviri. Asi kana tiri kuona vari kunyanya kurasikirwa neupenyu uye kurwara nezvirwere zvemanyoka vana vatatu makore mashanu.
Vabereki vangazive sei kuti mwana abatwa iye nechirwere ichochi chemanyoka? Zvii zvinoratidza?
Zvakakosha zvikuru kuti mubereki kana muchengeti wemwana iyeye azive kuti mwana anosiita tsvina yakaita sei uye kanganisa zuva. Kana tiri kutarisa chirwere chemanyoka zvinoreva tsvina yakawanda mvura uye iri kuitwa kakawanda pazuva. Kazhinji kana kaakudarika katatu mwana achiita tsvina yakaita mvura mvura tinenge takuti kuti ane manyoka. Saka izvozvo tinokurudzira kuti vabereki vawedzere zvinonwiwa nemwana. Kana ari kuyamwa ngaayamuswe kakati wandei kudarika mazuva ese. Kana asisiri kuyamwa apuhwe izvozvo anonwa zvacho kusanganisa mvura iya yatinogadzira yeSalt Sugar Solution.
vanga vari nyanzvi yezvirwere zvinotapuriranwa mubazi rezveutano Dr. Poshia Manangazira vari parunare muHarare naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Muzuva retatu makwikwi emaOlympics atanga zviri pamutemo kuBrazil, vanhu vaona makwikwi akaita sekutuhwina rugby, judo nemimwe mitambo. Mutambi Ibtaj Muhammad ari kutarisirwa kuva mutambi wekutanga munhoroondo yeAmerica kukwikwidza akapfeka dhuku rechitendero chake chechimuslimu rinonzi hajib. Mudzimai uyu ane makore 27 ekuberekwa uye ndewe mutambo wefencing. Mutambo werugby yemadzimai uri kutambwa kekutanga kumakwikwi aya. Ngatinzweiwo zviri kubva kune chikwata cheZimbabwe chiri kumaOlympics munhoroondo yatiri kupiwa nemutoro wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati.
Coventry aomerwa nezvinhu apo akwikwidza nevatuhwini vechidiki ndokupedza ari pachinhano chegumi nechimwe chete pavatuhwini gumi nevatanhatu muOlympics Aquatics Arena muRio de Janeiro. Coventry atadza kupedza ari pasi peminiti imwe chete ndokupedza neminiti pamwe nemasekondi 26 kure zvikuru nevakunda. Mujao uyu watorwa naKathleen Baker wekuUSA mumasekondi 56 nezviga 44 neanoraudzira kana kuti 58.8402 seconds. Coventry ave kumbozorora achimirira 200 meter backstroke makundano aya ariko mangwana. Asi mumwe mutambi wemuZimbabwe Michin Barbara Thornycroft anoita zvekumhanya nekaboti kadiki kana kuti rowing akabudirira mumujaho wake wekutanga kana kuti women's singles cows hit 1 ave kuenda muchikamu chechipiri. Techiri mumaOlympics. Chikwata chemaMighty Warriors chichine mukana wekuenderera mberi mumakundano aya chikakwanisa kurova Australia mumutambo wavo kugumisira weGroup F mangwana. Pane nzvimbo nhatu dzakachengeterwa zvikwata zvinopedza zvakamira zvakanaka zviri pachinhano chechitatu zvekuti Zimbabwe inofarira kukunda Australia kuti itore mapoints matatu ese iwane mukana uyu. Totarisa nhabwe munyika. Chikwata cheBorder Strikers neZuro chakavhundutsa nyika yese mushure mekurova Dynamos 2-1 muDeliver Zimu Stadium. Mashoko ari kubva kuBaitbridge anoti vatsigiri veBorder Strikers vakapemberera kunge vahwina ligi. Mumba meHighlanders hamunawo kumira zvakanaka. Chikwata ichi chakarohwa 2-1 Triangle kuGibbo Stadium neZuro. Bhoso yarohwa mitambo mina yakateverana. Asi hakuna nhamo dzakadai kuzvikwata zviri kutungamira zvinoti FC Platinum neCapes United mushure mekunge zvakaita mangange 0-0 muNational Sports Stadium nemugovera. Makepekepe ingadai yakakunda mumutambo uyu dai Leonard Tsipa asina kutadza mukana waakawana ari ega pasina mubati wepagedhe. Mutsigiri wechikwata ichi vaiGinashia Zambezi vari kuchema nemikana yakatadzwa kunyanya naTsipa. Zvasiya kugona kunenge kudada ine mapoints 31 pamusoro peCapes United. Mimwe mitambo yakapera yakadai: ZPC Kariba 0 Ngezi Platinum Stars 0 Chicken Inn 0 Chapungu 0 Blue City 0 Wange 0 Haumain 1 Harare City 0 Mutare City 3 Cholocho Pirates 3. Chiri kunakidza ndechekuti mitambo yese mina yakatambwa nemugovera yakapera iri mangange 0-0. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Vateereri musakanganwa kuti nhasi tiri kutarisa nezvezuva remagamba anokuoneka nerufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 8, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe appeals for peace in Zimbabwe, saying protesters should not engage in violent activities.
We cannot make much progress. There would be division, quarreling, fighting, violence. And that is why things like protests don't pay.
Zimbabwe's army commander threatens to deal ruthlessly with protesters abusing social media.
He's supposed to be there to be chatting about the wedding you attended yesterday. The social media has now been turned like what we saw in North Africa when the Arab Spring, you know, happened.
South African police and the National Army dispersed Zimbabwean protesters at Musina border post.
And Kirsty Coventry fails to make it in the 100-meter backstroke competition.
These are stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
South African police, with the assistance of the army, today dispersed the thousands of people who had converged at the Musina border post protesting against the law banning the importation of some goods. Reports from the border town say there were skirmishes between the police and some protesters, resulting in the arrest of a handful of people. Organizers of the protest said they were going to picket at the border post, discouraging any commercial activity at all the country's border posts until the ban is reversed. Studio 7 was not able to ascertain the level of activity at other border crossings. Chris Gande of Studio 7 spoke to one of the organizers of the protest, Dennis Juru, of the International Cross Borders Association, who says they are confident that the protest will force the Zimbabwean authorities to reverse the ban.
The turnout was very, very impressive. People gathered at China Mall as our assembly point, and unfortunately, South African police approached us together with the South African army, and then they subsequently dispersed people. Now we have regrouped again at the border, and we have just finished addressing the people.
What do you think has been the effect, especially in terms of curtailing the commercial activities?
On the side of the commercial activities, totally there was nothing. I mean, there was no commercial activities. And we're also happy that at Roodepoort bus station, there was no activities. There, buses tried to load people, but there was no people to load.
And do you see this continuing in the next few days?
We're going to continue. Today was our first day, and we are happy with the turnout as the first day. I think by tomorrow we are going to have, a big...
But the way we understand this protest is that people are not supposed to do any commercial activities. But here you are telling us there was a crowd. Can you explain to us?
There was no commercial activities at all. Even now, you can see it, Bedbury Border Post, there is no activities taking place, commercial activities taking place.
That was Dennis Juru, president of the International Cross Borders Traders Association, speaking to Studio 7's Chris Gande on the line from South Africa.
The recent move by the Post and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe, or POTRAS, directing mobile service providers to scrap various promotions that they have been giving to subscribers have raised concern that the government is trying to curtail freedom of expression. Taura Ishava reports from Bulawayo.
Some people who spoke to Studio 7 said they are concerned that the directive to Zimbabwe's three mobile operators, Econet, Net1 and Telecel, to stop free airtime promotions could be government's way through the regulatory authority of bridling freedom of expression. One Bulawayo resident, Tinayo Shumba, said she is suspicious of the move given the fact that activists behind many of the protests that have occurred in the country have been making use of social media. Chairperson Ipitule Maposa of ZAPU's youth wing in the Bulawayo province echoed similar sentiments.
We are dealing with a government that has disregarded any need for consulting people or citizens on whatever they wish to do. They are trying to use the authority to curtail the use of mobile telephones by citizens, especially in the view of increasing use of social media by anti-government protests that are increasing by the day. Another view is that the government, broke as it is seeking to boost revenue on taxation of voice calls, which of late have gone down.
Studio 7 was not able to get comment from Potras on the issue, but Econet Wireless Zimbabwe Chief Executive Titus Mboweni confirmed that they have been directed by Potras to stop the promotion. The three mobile service providers recently issued notices that the regulatory authority had directed them to stop with immediate effect the various promotions that they were providing to clients. A resident, who only identified herself as Michelle, said the move, though unpopular, is one way of government's attempt to protect national security.
I think it's a good move for Potras to stop these promotions in a bid of promoting national security. As much as we are enjoying the benefits of it, but we need also to look at the bigger picture. Because as a nation, as many governments around the world are doing, they also monitor communications.
Koliwe Majama, a broadcasting and information technology programs officer with the Media Institute of Southern Africa, told Studio 7 that her organization has, together with other stakeholders, met with Potras in the past to discuss this issue and the pricing of internet or data services by service providers. Majama said while the directive is within Potras' mandate as the supervisory body, what is worrying is that it is coming at a time when there have been threats from the armed forces to citizens over abuse of social media.
This cut is very worrying, especially when in the past week we've had warnings from even the army relating to the use of social media, and obviously coming from the background that there's been a lot of mobilization, activism, conversations and free expression on the internet. So it's a concern.
Deputy Director Butler Tambo of the Center for Public Engagement, speaking as an independent policy analyst, slammed the move.
I think it's generally a retrogressive move, again, in a country where there is very little disposable income for the common man and woman in the street. People could advertise on WhatsApp their products, their services and the like, and they could get customers and they could be able to transact and make an extra dollar, especially in this hard terrain economically that Zimbabwe is currently going through.
The Potras directive comes at a time when government, through the Information and Communication Technology Ministry, is working on a computer and cybercrime draft law, which is said to be aimed at helping in enhancing national security, while also bringing so-called abusers of social media to book. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shawa.
President Robert Mugabe has appealed for peace in Zimbabwe, saying while protesters have a right to stage peaceful marches in the country, they should not engage in violent activities. Mr. Mugabe's call came at a time when Zimbabwe Defense Forces Commander General Constantine Guvea Chiwenga warned protesters that they will face the wrath of the law. Our reporter Chwaneso Jani has more.
Addressing thousands of people at the National Heroes Acre to mark Heroes Day today, President Mugabe said Zimbabweans should desist from violent public protests. Mr. Mugabe said while Zimbabweans have a right to stage peaceful protests, they should do so peacefully.
What is important is in our circumstances, we have peace, law and order. And we praise our security forces for that.
But Mr. Mugabe noted that protests do not build a nation.
We cannot make much progress. There would be division, quarreling, fighting, violence, and that is why things like protests don't pay.
Some Zimbabweans, driven by Pastor Ivan Mawarire of hashtag this flag, Tajamuka, Sisinjikile campaign, and others have been staging protests demanding an end to serious social and economic issues affecting the country. At the same time, General Chiwenga fired a broadside at the protesters, saying they are abusing social media in trying to bring regime change in the country. General Chiwenga, who held a press conference soon after President Mugabe's address, said Zimbabwe will be forced to come up with strict laws to stop the abuse of social media.
And people, when they use this, they don't understand the consequences. You are being told by someone to destroy yourself. How then are you going to survive? You think those people, when you have destroyed yourself, they will come and say, oh, sorry, we did this. Now we are now coming to help you to build your country. Or can they bring life back? We've been watching these things. And of course, if people misuse something, then the laws will be crafted.
He further said social media was not designed to effect regime change in any nation.
First of all, people must understand, whenever it came, I don't think the aim and objective of it was to go and then start destroying one's country or a community, or to destroy each other. It's supposed to be there to be chatting about the wedding you attended yesterday, right? Chat about your own life, your own social life, which does not harm your other friend. Now the social media has now been turned, as I have highlighted, like what we saw in North Africa when the Arab Spring happened. Now it has happened. What has now come of those countries?
General Chiwenga said the Zimbabwe National Army won't stand and look as the nation is burning. He further noted that President Mugabe is the legitimate leader of Zimbabwe.
The African proverb which says Hakuna zuva rinobuda rimwe risati ranyura holds true. Because no nation can ever have two leaders at any one time. Therefore, the ZDF will never accept any unconstitutional change of government, and we stand firm and unequivocal by the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, His Excellency Commodore Jim Gabe, who was duly and democratically elected by the people of Zimbabwe in 2013.
The army commander said Zimbabweans should forget about changing the government through undemocratic means. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Chioneso Jani.
Indications are that some war veterans who dumped the president recently boycotted the Heroes Day event. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru claims that the President Robert Mugabe abandoned war veterans a long time ago, and he is a difficult person to work with. Mrs. Mujuru, who was expelled from the ruling ZANU-PF party for allegedly attempting to topple Mr. Mugabe and then formed Zimbabwe People First, says the time is up for the Zimbabwean leader. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa has more from Chinoy.
Speaking at a rally at Gazema Grounds on Saturday, Mr. Mujuru said it is now time for the war veterans of the 1970s to force President Mugabe to realize that his time is up. She said this can be done in many ways, including peaceful public protests. Mrs. Mujuru claimed that war veterans used to approach her seeking help, and she used to refer them to President Mugabe, who is their patron. She claimed that the president did not address their grievances. However, this could not be verified by state officials and the war veterans. She also alleged that the president is a very difficult person to work with and does not listen to any advice.
He is the biggest chauvinist, that man. I wasn't close to War Veterans Association. I had to shift everything to him. Nothing was taken.
Mrs. Mujuru said it's now time for opposition parties to work with each other in order to remove the ruling ZANU-PF party and President Mugabe from office. She urged members of the public to continue staging public protests, saying even state security agents of the spy network, the Central Intelligence Organization, the National Army and the police should help in rebuilding Zimbabwe. Zimpie failed to approach the High Court to get permission to hold the rally after Chinoy police cancelled the event, citing lack of adequate manpower on the 11th hour. High Court Justice Joseph Musakwa granted the party permission to hold the event on Saturday morning. ZIMPF spokesperson Jelas Mawarire said surprisingly only Mashonaland West Police are denying them permission to hold such events. Mawarire said it is now clear that Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo is behind the refusal as a way to fix his former wife, ZIMPF provincial chairperson Marian Chombo.
It is the third time that such a thing has happened here in Mashonaland West. So it's deliberate, you can see, and we are beginning to suspect that there is an extra motivation, especially from the Minister of Home Affairs, because apparently his ex-wife is our provincial coordinator. So it's something that is going beyond law enforcement to personal grudges that emanate from the broken marriage.
Former ZANU-PF Politburo member Dzikamai Mavaire warned the police to be professional and to desist from being used by ZANU-PF politicians because ZANU-PF will form a new government after 2018 elections. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Atach Goriwa.
For perspective, we turned to political analyst Brilliant Mhlanga, who says Heroes Day has lost its significance thanks to bad governance by Mr. Mugabe.
Naturally, I think given the state Zimbabwe is in and the divisions that Zimbabwe faces, it is a state that's divided. When you look at then the people from Matabeleland, I doubt they would find any form of significance looking at the state, the way it is configured, the way it's been running since 1980. So this a day like this, which is a so-called Heroes Celebration Day, it's a day that really is fictitious to them because the heroes that are configured, the heroes that are celebrated, the heroes that have been presented as a symbol of the state are heroes that are actually not their heroes. So in that regard, it is a day that people are likely to perceive and try to understand from different perspectives that really are positive on the one hand for those that have benefited, and negative on those that have differed and not benefited.
The military is increasingly getting meddlesome in ZANU-PF politics, also threatening protesters and opposition members who threaten ZANU-PF's rule. What do you make of that?
Well, it is natural that the military would have said that, particularly those at the echelons, the high echelons of the military. You're talking about army commanders and them. Because the state itself was captured by a group of people who obviously had the military so-called liberation force, which didn't really transmute it properly into a proper civilian state and allowed that the separation of powers. What we have had over the years is a paramilitary state where the president himself is a security-driven kind of leader.
Political analyst Brilliant Mhlanga on the line with reporter Ntungabili Nkomo from the UK.
We now take a look at regional and international news.
U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is outlining his economic plan, calling for tax cuts, caps on government regulation of businesses, and measures to boost the fortunes of middle-income workers.
A powerful bomb exploded Monday in a hospital complex in the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta, killing more than 50 people and wounding more than 60, witnesses said police. Lawyers accounted for most of the victims, according to initial reports.
And unarmed men have kidnapped two foreigners thought to be a U.S. citizen and an Australian in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The two are believed to be employees of the American University of Afghanistan. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C.
The Director of Epidemiology and Disease Control in Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health, Dr. Portia Manangazira, is urging members of the public to adopt good hygiene practices and boil drinking water to avoid diarrheal diseases, especially amongst children under five. Dr. Manangazira says her ministry has embarked on a program to immunize children against the rotavirus, a move that is assisting in reducing the high incidence of diarrheal diseases among those under five.
We still have a huge burden of diarrheal diseases. And what worries us most as a Ministry of Health and Child Care is that the majority of the morbidity is among children under the age of five, and even the deaths also occur mostly among children under the age of five. And this is really because the determinants of the diarrheal diseases remain largely unaddressed in terms of adequate provision of safe water, especially in the urban areas, but also even the sanitation remains quite poor in both the rural and urban areas. And this impacts negatively on even individual hygiene and food safety. So our concern is really the burden of disease, of diarrheal illness among the children. So, however, we are happy that over the past 3 years, following the introduction of rotavirus vaccination, we have seen a significant decline in the under-5 diarrheal cases. And on further analysis, it's actually those that are 2 years and below. And you might recall that we're just coming out of winter. This is where we used to see a peak of diarrhea among the under-5, and it was really mostly attributable to rotavirus infection. So at least the vaccination bit is really indicating that we've succeeded. So we still continue advocating for provision of safe water sanitation so that we address the causes of diarrhea illness, particularly in the children.
You talked about the rotavirus. How successful has your immunization program been? And also, where are the immunizations actually administered for those parents that may want to get their children immunized?
So the rotavirus vaccination is embedded within the childhood immunization program, our expanded program on immunization. And the vaccines are available at all our health facilities, those run by central government, by local government in terms of the urban and rural local authorities. So as long as parents and guardians present with their children at the clinics in the country, they can actually access the rotavirus vaccination, and this is free of charge. Even in the private sector, we have accredited private sector outlets that give the vaccination, and they are supposed to be provided free of charge to the children, or at a very minimal, administrative cost, just to cover the administrative charges. According to our schedule, it's 10 weeks children are supposed to get the rotavirus vaccine. But you also remember that each vaccine is targeted at a specific disease. So the schedule still starts at death with BCG all the way up to 18 months with the boosters.
What are the symptoms of diarrhea, especially in the young children under 5? What should parents be on the lookout for?
Thank you. That's really important. I think parents usually know their child's bowel habits, and it tends to be different for children that are being breastfed and those that are not being breastfed, or those that have been weaned and their family died. So any change from the usual bowel habits, particularly water stools, increased frequency.
And what can you give as advice to parents in the meantime when it comes to trying to avoid their children getting diarrheal diseases? What should they be on the lookout for?
Thank you. I think it is very important for parents to understand the value of hygiene and sanitation. We continue to remind them to ensure that food is safe when it's eaten. It's also not contaminated, by ensuring that leftover food has been covered. When we are eating leftover food, it has been thoroughly reheated.
That was the Director of Epidemiology and Disease Control in the Health Ministry, Dr. Portia Manangazira in Harare.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow as we discuss threats by the government to crack down on those using the internet and social media for political activism. Movements like hashtag This Flag have been viral on social media, calling for the government to address challenges in the country.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
In our sports segment, Kirsty Coventry's this morning failed to reach the final of the 100-meter backstroke. Reporter Michael Cariati gives us the story.
The Zimbabwean swimming sensation found the going tough against a new generation of young swimmers after she finished 11th out of 16 contestants at the Olympics Aquatic Center in Rio de Janeiro. The Zimbabwean could not go under 1 minute and managed to finish the course in 1 minute and 26 seconds. The race was won by Kathleen Baker of the USA in 58.8402 seconds, followed by Katinka Hosuzu of Hungary in 58.94 seconds, with Fu Yuanai of China in third place after a time of 58.95 seconds. Coventry will now take a rest as she looks forward to her best event, the 200-meter backstroke, where a place in the final is within reach. The 200-meter backstroke is tomorrow. Still with the Olympics, the mighty warriors still have a glimmer of hope of qualifying to the next stage should they beat Australia in their third and final Group F qualifier tomorrow. There are three slots reserved for the third best placed teams, and 3 points for the Zimbabweans off the Aussies could do the trick. Canada led the group with 4 points, followed by Germany with 3. Australia have 1 point, but that will not count should they lose to the Zimbabweans. The question is, can the mighty warriors pull off a miracle? Now to local soccer. Border Strikers produced the shock of the week, if not of the season, after a 2-1 win yesterday over Dynamos at Dulibazimu Stadium. Information coming from the border town is that the celebrations which rocked the town were as if Border Strikers had won the league title and they had every reason to celebrate to those limits. The 2-1 win has seen bottom-placed Border Strikers move to 10 points, 3 behind their closest rivals, Cholocho Pirates, and coach Neva Malunga is convinced they will survive relegation.
Our chances are very, very high. Very, very high. And I know it, we are going to survive. Just a matter of time.
Dynamo's fans were so incensed by their team's defeat that they turned against their own coach Lloyd Mtasa, a man who only 6 weeks ago they were lifting shoulder high. Dynamos have picked up only 4 points from a possible 15, not a healthy situation. Also burning is the Highlanders' house after Boso fell to their fourth consecutive defeat, this time 2-1 at the hands of Triangle at Gibbo Stadium. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk when we'll be discussing about Heroes Day. My name is Jonga Kandemiri. Thank you for tuning in to Studio 7.
And I'm Marvelous Mplanganya Huye, wishing a pleasant evening and a very good Heroes Holiday.
siyabonga ijonga lomavela si lichona njani mtuaga zomuhle siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 8 ngoNcwabakazi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli Nkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ekuqinisweni ngibona ngazani mabethe bangavuka babona into ezingalenzakalayo le simo esikhona. Bekungaba mangalisa ngoba umumo abangeke bathabe ukuthi kubeke kanjalo ngoba umumo okhona mubi.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe utshela uZulu obebuthene emathuneni eHeroes Acre emkhosini wokunanza ilanga lamaqhawe ukuthi uhulumende wakhe ulamaqhinga okuvuselela umnotho welizwe.
So abantu bonke bajabule ngenkokeli eyibuyileyo yazo batshela ukuthi sihamba njani plus into esijabulisayo ukuthi amabhasi kahambi.
Amapolisa kwele South Africa achitha umbuthano oyenzelwe emngceleni weMessina ekuqaleni kwelanga lokukhuthaza uZulu kanye labo somabhizimusi ukuthi bengachaphi umngcele. Ingalane yemiklomelo kusigaba sePremier Soccer League isimi madlodlongwane kulandela ukunqotshwa kwamaqembu amakhulu ngempela viki. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Robert Mugabe utshele uZulu obebuthene emathuneni eHeroes Acre emkhosini wokunanza ilanga lamaqhawe namuhla ukuthi uhulumende wakhe ulamaqhinga okuvuselela umnotho welizwe. Njalo ukhuthaze uZulu ukuthi engatshengiseli ngodlakela. Ngasikhathi sinye abezomvikela labo batshele intatheli zindaba ukuthi kabasoze bavumele umbuso ozangena ngaphandle komthetho. Besithi kalikho ilanga elake laphuma elinye lingakatshoni. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Bekuhlatshelwa ingoma emangcwabeni eNational Heroes Acre embuthanweni wokukhumbula amaqhawe namhlanje ngekhefu lamaqhawe ele Heroes Day. Bebengekho abalwa impi yenkululeko eyethusela ukuba kayeyi kubuya ukuzananza lolu suku njengehlala yenza njengoba besithi lingasatsho lutho leli khefu. Umongameli Mugabe obezwakala emdambiyana kazange azihluphe ukuluthinta lolo daba wakhuza inkokheli yezokholo ukuba yehlukane lezombusazwe ichumayele ilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
Zvino yakavanyaho hapana zvikangva zvapindirwawo ndonyaya yangachirambwa nemufundisi watinenge raBhaibhura na vanonzi vamawarire.
Wengeza umgabethi ukutshengisela makube ngokwenziwa ngokuthula hatshi okulodlakela.
Kana tava nenjozi ingatipinde kaita njozi yema sanctions yataramba tiinayo.
Kusenjalo abezomvikela phansi kweZimbabwe Defence Forces bathi abasoke bavumele uhulumende ozangena okungekho emthethweni. Bathi bazibhekile izehlakalo zokwenzakala elizweni inhlangothi ezijiyeneyo zitshengisela ukukhonona kwazo. Baxwayisa abaphatheka emsebenzini yokukhulumisana ngendlela zakulezi nsuku zenkundleni zebulenjini i-social media bethi lanxa umuntu elelungelo lokwenza lokho kabayi kubheka nje abantu betshotshozela okungalunganga. Umnumzana Gerald Mhlanga obekhona laye emkhosini lo uthi akumangalisi ukuba ingazanga inkokheli yabalwa impi yenkululeko.
Lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi uMugabe vele kaselandaba labo labo futhi kabaselandaba laye uMugabe. UMugabe sefuna ukuthi sekhonga ukuyenza ukuthi whatever comes kaselandaba labo vele usethemba usethemba Women's League ukuthi ingamnikezi ilinye ithuba ngo-2018. kodwa ithuba lonalelo kalisoze libe khona kuthi ukuthi okwamgabe sekuphelile okungela amahhovisi.
Ethi le nkulumo yakhe ibingasiyo yasuku zonke umongameli Mugabe okuyisibonelo ukuba isimo singesihle ebandleni lakhe.
Hayi, inkulumo yakhe vele ibe yidiniwe vele avele kazange akhulume even ngendaba eyamaho-veterans ngendaba eyachiwenga eyaphuma esandemeli kazake ayitinte ukuthi kanti na ama-general sefuna ukuyethusela abantu kanjani kazake akhulume kazake ayitinte.
Ngemva kokwethula amazwi akhe, uMugabe e-National Heroes Acre abezomvikela banxuse intathelo zindaba esigodlweni sohlangothi lwabebutho emhlanganweni lazo. Emhlanganweni lo, uCommander General Constantine Chiwenga uxwayise ukuba kungaqhubeka lokho kwenzakalayo kuzobangela ukubunjwa kwemithetho elukhuni ukwenqabela izigebenga ezifuna ukusebenzisa leli thuba lokungahlaliseki kwabantu elizweni zifuna ukugenqula uhulumende owakhethwa okusemthethweni. Wengeza wathi bona besekela uMongameli Mugabe ethi kungamanga ukuba yena usekela umsekeli kaMongameli uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa ethi uZulu engakhohlwa ukuba kalikho ilanga elingaphuma elinye elingakatshoni. Kuthi umphathintambo wezomvikela uDr. Sydney Sekeramai utshela umhlangano munye ukuba lapho kulokwehlukana kwemibono uZulu abofunda ukukhulumisana uxazulula inkinga eziyabe zihlupha hathi ukuqhuba imisebenzi eletha inguquko kahulumende okungekho emthethweni. UZulu we-National Heroes Acre ulibaziswe ngengoma ebezihlatshelwa ngendima ezehlukeneyo ebeziculwa ngamaqembu atshiyeneyo okubalisa ele police band. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume incwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga, yena othi ilanga lamaqhawe aliselahlonzi ngenxa yombuso omubi kaMongameli Mugabe.
Ilanga leli asolangeli esingathi liqakatheke kuZulu wonke jikelele, ikakhulu uZulu wasezweni leli leZimbabwe owehlukene ngokuya ngemhlobo. UZulu wasemathebeleni kasolanga angalilangazelela leli ngoba eqinisweni kazange amukelwe njalo axhaswe ngendlela eqondileyo ukuthi angazibona namhle ngokuqonde sengumuntu waseZimbabwe. Ilanga elinjengaleli liqakatheke ebantwini abanjabo Mugabe lelizwe zano ilizwe labo ngoba kibo liyilanga elikhomba isibonelo sokuthi banelisa ukuhluthuna umbuso ebalungini nesikhathi se-independence. Yibo liqakathekile lalawo amahhovisi lamhlasisala ukumamukela lokumhlonipha. Eqinisweni iminyaka yonke libade bemxhasile bemenza umuntu, kibo kumele liqhubeke liqakathekile. Ukuxabana kwabo lokhu kukhona okwalamhla ikuxabana nje kwemuli nxa abantu bexabana abantu abakukhangele ngaleyo ndlela bangakuthathi nje ukuthi abantu laba bazaqhubeka bezondana bayakuphinda kusasa bathandane njengabantu abahlala bethandana. Ukulokho emuli kuthi kuvamile ukuthi kube le nto ezinjengalezi esizibonayo. So ilanga lanamhla liqakatheke njalo kubo, akula much significance nxa ngakufaka ngesilungu phecelezi nje esingathi kubo laba nje banamhla sebangani bathi bahluthukile ebandleni lezano esingathi mhlawumbe namhla sokulenye i-significance, akula much significance.
Alubana ethe avuka amaqhawe afana labo masotsha Ndlovu omangena labo Tongogara bakubona okwenzakala manje ubona ngani bengathini ngalindaba?
Ekuqinisweni ngibona ngazani mabethe bangavuka babona into ezingalenzakalayo le simo esikhona bekungaba mangalisa ngoba umumo abangeke bathabe ukuthi kubeke kanjalo ngoba umumo okhona mubi. Eqinisweni indaba ekhona ukuthi into abayilwelayo ayisiyo le siyibona besibayilwela. Mhlawumbe singathi bayilwela ngamehlo amafitshane bekhangela ukuthi balwela balwa ngoba belwa lo mlungu onguye owayehluthune umhlabathi ehluthune umbuso kubokhokho babo. Bakhohlwa ukuthi bazibuze ukuthi kanti okhokho babo vele babevele bephila bemanyene beyilizwe lonele ukuthiwa iZimbabwe yini. Mhlawumbe yikho khonapho kule ndaba khona alubakade bengaphaphama namhla mhlawumbe bebengabona ngelihlo elehlukile kulaleli ababelisebenzisa ma besalwa impi enkulu le.
UMnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga uhlaziya ezombusazwe. uhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection kusasa sikhangela inyathelo likahulumende weZANU-PF elokwenqabela abantu ukuthi bengakhulumisani ngezombusazwe ebulenjini be-internet. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection lilami uNtungameli Nkomo lomunye wami uTatenda Gumbo. Amapolisa akwele South Africa encedisana lapha kubutho abikwayechithe umbuthano oyenzelwe emngceleni weMessina ekuqaleni komkhankaso okukhuthaza uZulu labo somabhizimusi ukuthi bengachaphi umngcele ngenjongo yokubamba uhulumende ngamandla ukuthi aguqule umthetho wokuthenga impahla kwamanye amazwe. Kubikwa kubotshwe abantu ababili ngesikhathi uZulu esala ukuchitha lombuthano. Kodwa abatshengiselayo laba bathi bazaqhubeka ngohlelo lwabo uhulumende aze aguqule umthetho lo. Sixoxele sikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye-International Cross Borders Association umnumzana Dennis Juru. Yena othi badaniswe ngamapolisa kule South Africa ngoba bebelandele imithetho yalelo lizwe baphiwa le mvumo.
Abantu babuthene Messina sizama ukuthi sithwala abantu sihambe siye border. Kufike abantu bose 6,000 kodwa amapolisa lamasosha ase South Africa babuye baxotsha abantu. So zagcina singasakwanisi ukuthi sihambe siye border. But ekugcineni ikathesi sizame ukubuthana njalo sabuthana sa-addressa abantu. So abantu bonke bajabule ngenkokeli eyibuyileyo yazo batshela ukuthi sihamba njani. Plus into esijabulisayo ukuthi amabhasi kahambi, amabhasi kabuyi e-South Africa. So abantu bavukelana lathi.
Ngangale kumngcele eZimbabwe khona ke bekunjani?
Kuyafana isituation ingaba lapha makungela abantu la eSouth Africa kwasho ukuthi even ngaseZimbabwe ngoba abantu abavela eZimbabwe siyababona la, abaye eZimbabwe siyababona la. So ungabona kungela abantu lapha futhi ukuthi kuyafana laseZimbabwe.
Manje likhangelele ukuthi kuzaqhubeka kuze kube nini kusiba lokutshengisela lokho?
Angeke ngikutshele ngoba silinde igovernment ukuthi bengasiphendula, bengakhipha umthetho wabo lo oqila abantu nathi siyaqeda ukujengisela kwethu.
Sizwe usithi wena amapolisa lamasosha kwele South Africa yo aphambanise ukujengisela lokhu. Ungasitshela ukuthi belibacelile na ukuthi liyenze ukujengisela lokhu?
Yes, sibhalile incwadi konke sakuyenza konke kodwa angazi bangenwe kuyini ukuthi ba basiphambanisile lokuzeni yi-protest yethu.
Lo ngumnumzana Dennis Juro, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye-International Cross Borders Association, obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Kande wo Studio 7 eGwele South Africa.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 meter wave, laku shortwave 4930-6065, laku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Enye yenhlanganiso ezimela abaphila ngokuthenga lokuthengisa eZimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economy Associations ithi isigaba somthetho wezamabhizimusi owe Statutory Instrument 64 kumele sesulwe ngoba siphazamisa umsebenzi wabo. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Unobhala jikelele wezichiya umnumzana Wisdom Malaya uthi isigaba lesi somthetho sichiya abaningi abaphila ngokuthenga bethengiselana labanye ngendlela encane sebebhekana lobunzima khona kungela misebenzi kanje elizweni.
Some of them they were going to buy those products on behalf of maybe somebody whom they are doing business.
Amanye amalunga ethu ayesiyathenga impahla ethile ezoyithengisa ebantwini abayifunayo. Isinlutshwana kodwa kusenelisa ukuba bephile. Okwamanje sokusiba nzima kibo ngobuningi babo ngoba bengenelisi ukuthenga lawo malicense adingakalayo.
Umnumzana Trust nobo sebenzelana lenhlanganiso zabatsha uthi umthetho lo wengezelela inhlupho zabo njengabontanga ngoba laloba begciba izifundo zabo emakolijini imisebenzi abayitholi kodwa bephinde bevinjwe ukuziphilisa ngokuthengisa kanje.
Vele kuyaffecta bona ikakhulu ngoba yibo abangela umsebenzi. Yibo abagcwele ezitridini sababona vele bethengisa bese ezitridini abasela even lokuthi kusasa yabo yabeme kanjani. So uma sebevali ukuthi bengathengisa izinto bengaphansi kuhold izinto phandle kwamazwe kutsho ukuthi vele bafuna ukuthi abatsha laba vele behle befe ngoba abalayo yindlela ukuthi bengakwanisa ukuphila babephila ngani njengoba babona ukuthi manje bagcwele ezitridini abala msebenzi abangayenzayo ama-industry avaliwe. Into abangayenza kuphela ukuthengisa bengamavenda and bedingisa izinto lezi zinto ababezidade phandle kwelizwe.
Umalaya uthi uhulumende kumele esule lumthetho aqale lungisise udaba lokutholisa abantu imisebenzi le ndlela abangaziphilisa ngayo ngokuthengisa engakabeki umthetho onje ofana lo statutory instrument 63. Uthi ngalokho balungiselela ukuhlangana lohulumende ukuze behluze lolu daba.
Much high in office as possible. We are already setting up for a meeting for that. And we discuss our
sesivele sesilungiselela ukubamba umhlangano leziphathamandla zikahulumende ukuze sikhulumelane ngalolu dubo kungela kuxabana size siphume lesibopho esingaphathisa inkulungwane lenkulungwane zamalunga ethu lozulu.
Uhulumende ulembiko ahlale iphumise emoyeni kumsakazi yakuleli ethi lumthetho uyavumeza abantu makhaza ukuba bethenga impahla abayifunayo kodwa usalela kuphela abathenga befuna ukuthengisa. Umongameli Mugabe laye wazise lamhlanje ukuba kuqakathekile ukuba uhulumende evikele amabhizimusi elizweni ethi lokhu kwenziwa emazweni wonke womhlaba kodwa inhlanganiso ezijeneyo ezigoqela abomkhankaso wokwetha jamuka owe-hashtag this flag lezinye zithi ziseqhubekela phambili lizitshengisela ukuze lolu daba kunye lokunye okudubayo elizweni kulungisiswe. Ngimele iStudio 7 RR ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Kulife Talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngelanga lokunanzwa kwamaqhawe kulokufuthelana okukhulu elizweni. Abantu abaningi besithi uMongameli Robert Mugabe sebulele ilizwe ngakho sokumele ehle embusweni. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni ilingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amapolisa akwele Pakistan athi kufe abantu abangamashumi ayisithupha ekudubukeni kwebhomba ebelithiywe emzimbeni womunye owesimuslim edlulisa amalawulo edolobheni leKweta kwalimala abalikhulu lamashumi ayisithupha. Iningi labafileyo ngamagqwetha ekade etshengisela isibhedlela salelo dolobho ngemva kokudutshulwa komkhokheli wenhlanganiso yawo. Untombazana wakwele Melika oyintshantshu kwezokubhukutsha oleminyaka elithumi lasishiyagalolunye uKathy Ledecky wenze izimanga emjahweni wokubhukutsha owe-400 meters freestyle izolo ngokuphutsha ngesikhathi esifitshane semizuzu phose emine kuphela i-3 minutes kumncintiswano omkhulu wama-Olympics oyenzelwa eRio kwele Brazil. Lo ntombazana uhle wathola isicoco segolide yakuqala yeMelika.
Kula wasangoma umntana muyakula kula
Izakhamizi zenjelele esigabeni seMatopo sezicele uhulumende ukuthi azakhele isibhedlela bucwadlana ukuze isigulane zingahambi umango omude ukufinyelela ukwelatshwa. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
IZimbabwe isileminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasikhombisa yathola uzibuse, kodwa uZulu lokhe ephila impilo enzima okuvezwe izakhamizi zenjelele eMatopo ezihamba phose amakhilomitha angamachumi amabili zisiyadinga usizo lwezempila kahle ekilinika yeNathisa. Esinye isakhamuzi sale indawo esixoxe leStudio 7, uNkosikazi Sizalobuhle Ncube, uthi isikhathi esiningi abasayi ezibhedlela ngoba kungumango, njalo lemigwaqo yakhona yonke yonakele ayihambeki.
Amango angikhona umkhulu nje, umkhulu sibili kakhulu ngoba umntwana ikakhulu nxa yabe ngu-grade 0 ukuthi aze ayefika esikolo kunzima kakhulu. Eklinika vele sigcina sesizihlalela phela singasahambisa abantwana ngoba asoze umbhabhu lo mntwana usuka lapho siyabamba iNathisa imigwaqo kasila asila vele lezimoto azisavuyi khona lapha ngendlela yokuthi vele kakula mgwaqo umgwaqo usila.
UNkosikazi Elizabeth Sibanda, esinye njalo isakhamuzi sale indawo, uvumelane laye ethi ubunzima obukhona yikuthi uyathi usuhambe umango ongako umuntu aphele lilokhe lilindile ebhentshini ukuthi elatshwe.
Abantwana kuyafanana njengoba sithwele nzima la manzi ama-3 kilometers besiye esikolo. Isibhedlela kuyafanana, udinga izinqola umuntu ekugulela nzima enxa esiyafika esibhedlela sethulelwa lebhentshini engakayilatshwa ngumango omkhulu esiwuhamba. Amna-ke ngithanda sibili kakhulu kokuthi singancediseka lokuthi sikhalela i-flea market ukuthi lathi sithengise imithungo yethu. Obaba labo bayabaza bazama ukusincedisane lakho ukuthi bathengise. Nabantwana i-school fees ukuthi singancediseka lesikoleni njengoba sikhala ngayo imali lengabonakali.
UNkosikazi Sethi Ngwenya uthi imigwaqo eya enjelele emibi okwamagama okwenza ukufinyelela ekilinika lesibhedlela kube nzima ngamandla.
Le migwaqo iyasihlupha, sibuyele silungise futhi izulu linganamanzi ayathatha lahlelele ngoba sabe senzele ngezandla zethu. Hayi imigwaqo esiphele nzima sibile ngisele main road yethu yakoBulawayo ayikho rayithi. Hayi iklinika ikhona kodwa ikhatshana, ikhatshana. Isibhedlela esikhulu esisithembile yimaphisa laso sikhatshana. Uyagulelwa ngumuntu ungelamali ukuthi ehamba khonapho kukwehlula ukuthi uhambise umuntu wakho esibhedlela. Kuba nzima lokuthi sithathe inqwelo esilazo sihambise umuntu esibhedlela uze umuntu ethi inqwelo yami izako umgwaqo kawukho. Ikhona yena le esiyizenzela yona sicente but ayigredwanga, yinto esihluphayo.
UNkosikazi Cingilizwe Chuma yena uthi ukuze ayefinyelela esibhedlela uhamba amakhilomitha angamachumi amabili, njalo lokhu kucikiza umzimba kulabo abagulayo kunye nabazithweleyo.
Bahamba ngenyawo. Lesibhedlela sethu sikhatshana kakhulu, singaba yi-20 kilometers ukusuka lapho siye esibhedlela. Siswele lokuthi siyenzeni, amanzi vele sithwele nzima kakhulu. Siswele lokuthi singakha ngaphi. Njalo siphansi kwenjelele, indlelele yintaba iqakatheke kakhulu. Siyayihlonipha kakhulu, pho sebaphanga babuya babuya bazophambanisa phakathi kwendlelele eyiyo lapho ubaba uNkomo owayethethela khona. Lathi okufanele siyethethela khona pho sesiswele ukuthi senze kanjani.
Ugogo u-Angeline Moyo yena ubike ukuba iqolo alisavumi, isibhedlela singumango obuhlungu, uhulumende labanye abantu kabaze bezobasiza.
Kungumango. Sisuka lapha sisiya eNathisa kungumango omkhulu kakhulu. Ngabona lawe ukhe wazibonela nje ngemoto. Yisisibhedlela sekusonsiya. Isikolo yihalali. Isikolo yindelele. Thina lapha siphakathi laphakathi komango. Kuloko kungo-0 kuyaswela ukuthi okungo-1 ukusuka khonapha kusiya khonale akuzima kakhulu. Thina sikhala ngoncedo sibili ukuthi nxa kungazuzakala uncedo lokusincedisa. Asisela mandla thina singako. Sila mandla nalawa amafitshane asuka lapha esimalaphana. Asisela mandla aphuthe siya phambili. Yikho besicela ukuthi nxa kungaba labanye abasincedisayo bangasincedisa, bangasinceda sibili ngoba siza kufa labantwana.
Lolu ayisilo dubo olubhekane labenjelele bodwa, kodwa iningi labantu eMandebeleni lihamba imango emide lisiya esibhedlela kungakhathalekile ukuba bakusiphi isigaba. Kunyanga ezedlule umphathintambo wezempilakahle uDokotela David Bararenywata uthembise uZulu esesibhedlela seMaphisa ukuba uhulumende uphakathi kokudinga imali yokwakha izibhedlela ezincane duze labantu ukuze bengahambi amakhilomitha adlula amahlanu besiyadinga impila kahle ngomumo okhona elizweni okusilela kwemali lokonakala komnotho abantu bathi asazi ukuba upharabenyatha uzosigcwalisa na lesi sithembiso ngakho ke basazoyicela isivuthiwe ngimele iStudio 7 isenjelele ngingunophumelelo moyo.
Leqhubeke liwisa ezimathonsi iqembu le-Highlanders ngempela viki ngemva kokunqotshwa liqembu le-Triangle. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu le-Highlanders alikenelisi ukunqoba selokhu kuqale ihlandla lesibili lemidlalo yesigaba se-Castle Premier Soccer League njengoba ngempela viki yedlileyo litshaywe nge-2-1 ngele-Triangle. Limpumela iza ngemva kokuba iqembu le-Bosso litshaywe nge-1 kanyanga le-Cape United e-Harare. Wathi kolandele lapho lanqotshwa nge-2-1 ngelemutare City lidlala lise-Papa Fields kobulawayo. Ukunqotshwa kweqembu le-Highlanders ngele-Triangle kusho ukuba selitshiwa ngemiklomelo emihlanu liqembu elihlezi phezu kwalo engalaneni ele-Capes United, lona elikundawo yesibili njalo lile miklomelo engama-36. Iqembu le-Capes United libe ngujikilobhanqa 0-0 leqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane ele-FC Platinum, okutsho ukuba abafana bakanomen mabheza balokhu bekhokhela ngemiklomelo emibili phezu kwengalane bele-38 points. Iqembu le-Dynamos liyale lilokhu lihlezi endaweni yesine lile miklomelo engama-27, loba nje litshaywe nge-2-1 liqembu le-Border Strikers. Kundawo yesihlanu kule qembu le-Triangle lalo elile miklomelo engama-27, ukuthi ngemva kwalo endaweni yesithupha kule qembu lenkezi Platinum elile miklomelo engama-26. Iqembu le-ZPC Caribe likundawo yesikhombisa lile miklomelo engama-25, ukuthi ngemva kwalo kulamaqembu amabili yale miklomelo engama-24 abalisa ele-Haumine kanye lele-Bulawayo City. Abafana be-Haumine batshaye e-Harare City nge-1 kanyanga ngesonto, ikanti iqembu le-Bulawayo City libe ngujikilobhanqa 0-0 lele-Wange ngomgqibelo. Ukapteni weqembu le-Bulawayo City uXolisani Moyo uthi bazame konke okusemandleni abo kodwa kwehlula ukuba belitshayele emambuleni.
I think thina sikubulandeko esikwenzileyo sihle nje ukhombetha ma-chances. But for one thing engalitshela ukuthi e-Harare asikhambeli lose, sabele something.
Kundawo yechumi kule qembu le-Chicken Indona elile miklomelo engama-23, okulinani eliphethwe ngamaqembu abalisa ele-Harare City, ele-Chapungu kanye lele-Wange. Iqembu le-Mutare City lihlezi endaweni yesithathu suka ngaphansi kwengalane lile miklomelo elitshumi lesithupha, kuthi ngaphansi kwalo kule qembu le-Cholocho elile miklomelo elitshumi lantathu. Lawa maqembu adibene ngesonto, umdlalo waphela zingujikilobhanqa 3-3. Iqembu le-Border Strikers lisemsileni wengalane elile miklomelo elitshumi. Sikhangele ukwenzakala kumidlalo ye-Olympics eqhutshelwa elizweni le-Brazil kulezi nsuku. Iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu aliselalo ithuba lokudlulela phambili emkhankasweni wokuthola imendulo njengoba linqotshwe kwimidlalo emibili eseliyidlale kuSpaska Group F. Ama-Mighty Warriors atshawe 6-1 liqembu le-Germany emdlalweni wokuqala, kwathi kowesibili linqotshwe nge-3-1 liqembu le-Canada. Emdlalweni walo wesithathu iqembu leli lizadlala le-Australia libe selibhekisa amabombo ekhaya. Intshantshi yomdlalo wokubhukutsha uKirsty Coventry akaphumelelanga ukungena kufinali yomjaho we-100m backstroke ngemva kokuba ebhutshe kundawo yesithupha kusemifinali yesibili. NgoLwesine uCoventry uzaphatheka kumjaho we-200m backstroke. Umdlali womdlalo we-rowing uMikeen Thornycroft ufinyelele kusigaba se-quarter final esomncintiswano wesingle sculls kucele labesifazane, njalo uzagwedla njalo kusasa ngolwesibili kusigaba esilandelayo salo mncintiswano. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga Jahalezansi, mthakazi omuhle kwanelokho lamhlanje. Isikhathi asavumi ukuthi siqhubeke sisonke, kodwa ngilitshiya kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lingayikatshana olivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo. Lilandle.